now, it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything is kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Sybil Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
Hello, Sybil. And in for the sick-ass hot sauce brown, Damon Williams.
What's up, Huggy?
Man, Damon, Sybil, I know y'all from the Shy, and y'all happy as a Kardashian at the Million Man March about your Cubs being in the World Series. But last night, Cleveland rocked. 6-0, nothing, zilch, crying Jordan meme, y'all. Tom, it's like you've been waiting years to get with this young lady, and you've been trying and trying and trying, and when you finally get your chance, you forget your damn Viagra. Oh, ain't nothing like Nerf bat. I call it Nerf bat. But the good news, the Cubs weren't the only ones that got blown out yesterday. The other Cleveland team blew out those New York Knicks. I know Spike Lee was somewhere kicking his booster seat. The Cavaliers beat his boys by 29-something points. And I know y'all saw what San Antonio Spurs did to State.
Wow.
I just call them State, Sybil, because they weren't Warriors, and they damn sure wasn't Golden last night.
That's the truth.
That boy, Kiwi Leonard.
Kiwi.
Let's call him Kiwi. I like that word. Kiwi Leonard, the last few brothers in the league rocking braids, Damon. He scored a career-high 35 points. Matter of fact, that's what Kiwi mean in Swahili, y'all. Last brother with braids. Kiwi was killing them last night. Spoiled Kevin Durant's big debut as the Golden State Warriors. The Warriors was on the bench looking like little brothers with different daddies, disappointed at their mama for dating a security officer at the elementary school, Tom.
Break it down.
That's a hell of an analogy right there, boy. Anyway, they lost by 29 also. They were confused. The Spurs didn't have Tim, but they were dunking. They were dunking, y'all. Hey, congratulations to Sierra and Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
They're expecting their first child together. See, that's how you do it, Chicago, like Russell Wilson. It took him a long time to get there. But when he got there, Tom, he stepped up to the plate. He knocked it out the park. He went bare, and he's expecting a cub. You see what I did there? He went bare, and now he's expecting a cub of his own. Cleveland Improv, Friday through Sunday. Me and Chris Paul. See you there.
Yeah.